ask the people of Jannah, give us one drop of water. Give us one drop of water. And the people of Jannah will ask the angels, what must we reply? And the angels will tell the people of Jannah, reply, Inna Allah harramahuma ala al-kafirin. Allah has made it haram for the disbelievers. One drop of water will be haram. كلما نذجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. Allah will punish them, the skin will come out. Allah will change the skin to face punishment again. They will ask for water, Allah will give them what water. By the time they bring it up to the face, because of the heat of that water, the skin will come out and fall into that water. So one realm is only pleasure, one realm is only difficulty. And in this world, there is both good and bad. This is a realm in which Allah has combined some of the attributes. Some, I'll use the word some, not completely. So in this world, there is no perfection. Perfection is only in Jannat. So when any difficulty comes, have a difficult day with a wife, etc., just remember, perfection is in Jannat, inshallah. Maybe the hurs will listen to you completely. Here in this world, it doesn't happen. One day a person came to Umar radiallahu anhu to complain about his wife. And he came there and he heard and he saw, he came and he knocked. He was about to knock and he saw Umar's wife also shouting at him. So he walked away. Umar saw him walking away and said, come back, what happened? He said, Umar, I came to complain about my wife, giving me a hard time, giving me all types of lectures, etc. I saw you in the same position. I said, what am I going to complain to you? Oh, my brother, keep these things in mind. Look at what she does. She cooks for us. She looks after the house. She protects the house. Sometimes if they say certain things that are harsh, make sabr upon it. So perfection in Jannah, maybe the hurs will grant you. Or maybe even when they go in Jannah, they will become different. But here is world. You have to accept that. So perfection only in Jannah. Then, my dear respected brothers, a much maligned type of attribute. Whenever difficulty comes, to make sabr, brothers. And why we say this, it's something that we always say, when difficulty comes, make sabr. But we take it lightly, brothers. Sabr is such an amazing quality. In fact, this month is a month that Allah Ta'ala wants us to inculcate sabr. But for us, sabr means someone gives you a slap on the right cheek, you give the left cheek. Now, that is only a very, very incomplete translation of the meaning of sabr. Sabr means to persevere upon the commands of Allah, no matter the circumstances. Difficulty comes, persevere. Ease comes, don't get carried away, still persevere. You are hectic in your life, comply with the commands of Allah. No matter how hectic, time for azan come, leave it. Temptation is there, you want to do something wrong, persevere, don't fall into temptation. That is sabr. And what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Huwa shahru sabr, that this is a month of patience. So sabr is, when this difficulty comes, is for us to bear these type of difficulties with the situation. Today we don't have that. Someone saw a woman with a ring in the finger where normally women don't wear the ring. Now in Sharia there is no particular ring that you must wear it on the left hand on a particular finger. There is nothing like that. You can wear it anytime, any place. There's nothing like that. But you know, today they have this situation. So someone said, why are you wearing the ring on the wrong finger where normally people don't wear the ring? Said, I got a wrong husband. The husband didn't come out right. So I'm wearing the ring in another place. We are like that, brothers. Today we got no sabr. And this is a situation. And because of that, we are having difficulty in relationship. Wallahi al-Azim. One of the reasons why we don't have good relationship between husband and wife, we're all complaining about young people, divorce. We are living in an age where it's an instant age. Instant mashed potatoes, without potatoes also. Right? Instant cameras, pre-packaged cake mixes, instant this, instant diapers, instant nappies, everything. One wonders one day we'll ever try and get instant babies also. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf, but this is a reality. We are living in such an age, we want everything instant. And this is having an impact upon how we think, how we behave with people, how we are having our relationship. We can't have tolerance. And I gave this one small example which I've heard from someone. You say today, you know, you have these different computers, right? When computers first came out, you had the 256, right? Then you had 356 or 386, or was it 256 or 286, whatever it was. Then you had 386, and then you had 486, and 586, and Pentium, and Quantum, and Titanium. I don't even know now. Today, if someone has what he had 10 years ago, which 10 years ago, people used to say, what a marvel.